I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Roll Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl, Chuck Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy, Dylan Dillinger, cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about, right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do, we get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D, just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
Listen to that baby making music.
Hey, this is Zink Eaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Hello and welcome to Chocolate City Radio. Tonight with Chalk Mommy in action. Yes, I am in the middle of sipping, getting fucked up, and then I'm going to my birthday party celebration. I gotta get juiced up because it's cold outside, and I have on this dress, and I have on these five. I don't have them on now, but I will be having on some 5 and 2. And oh my God, wait till you guys see the pictures. Hey Ashton, how you doing?
I'm good, and yourself?
Girl, I'm good. My brother brought me a bottle for my birthday, and I had a bottle in the stash, and it made me a little strawberry mango daiquiri for right now. About to take a shot, and then we're going to do the show. I'm cutting out of here early so I can go to the club, be there for a little, and then come home and go to bed alone.
I hear you, but...
alone.
Oh, but that was not in the plan.
You know, if you can't be with the one you want to be with, don't be with anybody at all.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I am going to see that special person tonight, but they are going to Maryland right after my party because they're going to get a tattoo. So, I can't, you know, I'm not tripping because my birthday is Sunday.
Right.
But I was told.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, I was told to wear a loose dress tonight. Cause I was like, should I wear something tight or should I wear something loose? He was like, loose. Okay. Loose it is.
Mm. Girl. Well, shout out to all the Aquarians. We're definitely running it.
Today is February the 1st, which kicks off. February is for Lovers Month, and it's called National Fuck Aquarius Person Month. Like, huh? Aquarius is sensual, sexual, erotic, compassionate, passionate, freaky. Oh, God. Oh, man. We turn people out. We're open-minded. We cross the line. We do so much. Like, damn. We the shit. I mean, when you think about it, we the shit. Like, there's just no getting around it. We are the shit.
We try everything twice.
Three times. Three times. Like, ooh, yes. Blame It on the Goose, Got You Feeling Gone, whatever the hell that song was. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm feeling it. I'm in all black, makeup, I guess, curled the hair. I was like, next time I do my weave, I'm doing the curly shit. I can't do this straight shit and curling irons. It just don't work.
Yeah, it doesn't last as long and it's not as fun.
And it's so cold outside.
Oh my goodness, today for us, I didn't even know where that cold came from. Like the other day, it was all right, it was nice. And today, the wind and the snow was trying to just peel my face off.
Yeah, like, what the hell? I mean, like, you know, just think about it. The other day, it was nice, it was warm. We was like close to 70, you know what I'm saying? Then next thing you know, it's like a tornado watch. Floods. Then it's cold as shit. So I'm going to need Mother Nature to go ahead and just stick with one season and just be warm for like year round. That's what I need her to do, because it will make my life so much easier, because now here I am like, okay, no, when it's cold, my arm hurts. So I got to go outside, be super cute, dead ass cold, got to wear my little bomber and, you know, these hoes, and I'm just like, fuck it. What the hell? I had to throw some damn sneakers in my purse.
Yeah.
And be like them bitches that do at lunchtime. You know how like, they wear heels to work, but at lunchtime, they put their sneakers on and they power walk to go get some food or something like that?
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about. I'm like, And then today, I was thinking about some old trifling shit. I was like, you know what? I wonder how many females fuck other niggas when they're pregnant. And I wonder how many dudes fuck other females and they say baby mama when they're pregnant. And how do they feel after they do that? That's going to be the topic for next week. Because I want to know how many people we got.
You're right.
Because, you know, men be like, oh, ain't nothing better than pregnant pussy. It stay wet all the time. And I've known some guys that have fucked some other bitches that was pregnant. And I'm just like, okay, now, what if that's your baby mom fucking somebody else? How would you feel? Oh, I beat that bitch ass. I'll do this. I'll do that. But you're doing it to somebody else. So what difference does it make?
Yeah, but it's been done and it's continuously being done.
Well, me and my ex was together, and we wasn't sure, because I was messing with somebody else. You know, shit happened. We was separated. We was just like, okay, look, we just going to just keep fucking. You know, even if we was on our way to meet divorce lawyers, we was like, we just going to keep fucking. And he's like, what are you going to do? I was like, I'm really not trying to raise this child alone. So we got it back together. It was his kid, because we got pregnant watching pornos.
Oh.
You know, them due dates and stuff like that. So that does work. Yesterday I was in class, and this chick that stood beside, she was asking me, what do? And I was telling her I have a sex talk radio show. And she's like, really? I have this women's ministry group, and oh my gosh, do you think you could come talk to them about sex? What?
Oh, sex and what?
Because she was saying that out of the conversations that they be having, that a lot of the church women feel like, you know, certain stuff is not right to do. And and they be trying to find scriptures to support what they should or should not be doing. And only scriptures I know is in 1 Corinthians, I want to say. And it's, what does it say? When you're married, the bedroom, like when you're married, the bed is undefiled. So that means when you're married, whatever you and your husband do in the bedroom is okay because your bed is not defiled. Fair play.
Right.
So that means you need to suck a little ding-a-ling. By all means, boo, get the bobbin.
Yeah, absolutely. And it bothers me when I hear how people have ridiculous, unlimited, raunchy, erotic sex. And then when they get married, it's all turned off. Like, it doesn't happen again. It's ass backwards.
It's going to happen with you or Sister Judy back in the back row. It's going to happen to somebody. So the thing is, like, man, and then when she wanted me to speak, I can't because I'm going to be in New York. It's like February the 16th.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, I'll be in New York. When is the next time? So she has to look it up and stuff like that. And I was like, yeah, I can turn it down, but I'm going to tell women, like, yo, for real, like, when you say I do, when you take that oath before God and everything like that, technically your body isn't yours anymore because it's God, as a man, than the woman. So it's like there is nothing wrong with satisfying your man sexually. You gotta. And what's crazy is when she was saying how some church women was like, oral sex is just disgusting. This white lady came up and was like, I don't think it is.
Okay.
I was like, you go, girl. Let me find out your head again with misdemeanor. But.
She said misdemeanor because it can't possibly be a felony.
No, it possibly can't. It possibly can't. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. I was talking to Madam, and evidently there must have been some confusion or something because she was saying that, I guess Candace misunderstood some stuff that I was saying about shooting movies and then having kids. And I was like, basically, I can't cross that line because I do have kids. My luck, I do a full-fledged production movie, and then my kids look at porn. They see that shit. Then what the hell am I going to do?
Right.
I'm going to be looking crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no. I can't do that. I'm doing it so crazy. Hold on, Ashley. Okay, I'll call you back in a little bit.
Yes. Mom is supposed to teach a lot of things, but I don't think that's one of them.
Exactly. So I'm just like, no, we're gonna let that go. You know what I'm saying? So it's just it's tripping. So I was just like, no. And I was like, my kids are grown. My kids are 28, 26, 22, and 17. And I have grandkids. And I always talk about my kids. I always post pictures of my kids. My kids are aware of the Chalk Mommy persona because my lifestyle at home is so different because I've been divorced over 15 years. And in those 15 years, I've had like maybe a total of 8 men, and I was in relationships with them, and we was cool, that have spent the night that my kids have seen in 15 years.
Right.
I don't even let people that I'm not cool with come around my kids because I just was like, I never wanted men to be in and out because, you know, kids tend to get confused when they're young and they see all these different men. And I've never had my kids call somebody uncle. If it ain't my brother or if it ain't blood related, you ain't finna call nobody no motherfucking uncle.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sorry. I seen my mommy's fucking Uncle Greg. Uncle Greg, ain't he related to you? No, that's not going to happen. So it's just like, you know, they have seen some of my videos because they're on my computer, kids are nosy and stuff like that. But what they see, they might feel a certain kind of way, but at the end of the day, they'd be like, we don't see that here. We don't see my mom acting like that here.
Right.
You know, my personality is pretty much still the same, but it's like, my kids are telling me I need to date now. They're tired of seeing me. They want me to have a life. My son is like, yo, Ma, you might want to go downstairs and use a Cisco bottle oil, Crisco bottle oil, something like that. What? We're not having this conversation.
And that's just because some kids don't even do that.
Yeah, but this is how bad it is. My kids are like, Mommy, my daughter was like, aren't you texting me frustrated? No, we're not going to have this conversation. I wanted to tell her, no, not with that 10-inch cock in the closet. No. But, you know, for everybody that's listening, I'm still holding on to my pureness. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding on to it, and, you know, it's good. You know, waiting for that right time and stuff, and it's going to be okay. You know what I mean? Oh, we have Jazzy on. I was trying to get, I was going to say Buck Bone, Nick Bone, Backbone to call in early so I can dip up out of here. But, I mean, it's all good. It's all good. He's going to call in at 10, and we're going to interview him for like 30 minutes. I'm like, yo, nigga, I got a party to go to. You got to get the hell up out of here. I'll holler at you when I come to Atlanta.
Absolutely.
But, you know, since we've been talking shit on Twitter, we got to get it in. We got to double team him. We got to ask him. We got to be team nasty questions tonight.
Cool. I
hey,
love it.
Jazzy, how you doing?
I am doing good. How are you, love?
I'm doing awesome.
So I had to be put in your queue when I heard you say that you're holding on to your pureness.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, and it's crazy because I met someone and I'm actually learning what it is to let a man be a man and be comfortable in his role and follow his lead. Had a couple of bratty tantrums and stuff like that, and was like, yeah, I'm not about to be with you. Fuck that. But then it dawned on me the other day when he came over and, you know, we hugged for the first time. And then when he was leaving, he gave me another hug and he kissed me on the cheek. And just from that kiss, It let me know that, you know what, Chuck, you gotta let this man be the man, and you gotta follow his lead. Like, I put him
right
in your life for a reason, so you gotta learn how to be submissive. And he's old fashioned, so you know he's not team fuck on the first night. It's okay. He could be team fuck on the 90th night. No, 60th night, the 30th night, I'm still going to get it.
Okay. You're right. He's a challenge for you, so you're really liking that. That's good.
That's probably what you needed. No. We're not going to say challenge because I don't do challenges. Because in my mindset, if it's a challenge, once I conquer that challenge, I'm done.
Right.
Regardless of how much time and effort I have to put into this challenge, it's still a challenge, and a challenge is like a game thing. So,
right.
I'm going to say, Chalk is trying something different. She is being a submissive woman.
Okay, well, I like it. I'm happy for you. It's good when you can find happiness, you know? And somebody that makes you willing to step outside of your box a little bit. That's what it's all about.
Man, you know what it is? He hasn't had sex in a minute, and I'm just thinking about all that, that build up. And every time I see him, I look at his hands. He got some thick ass fingers. He got some big ass hands, and my mind be wondering like a motherfucker, like, oh yeah. On some other stuff. Like one time I was dating this guy, he was 6'4". He wore a size 9.5 shoe and his dick was nowhere close to 9.5 and it didn't match the 6'4". I was like, man, damn. And I was just getting out of divorce and my husband was well endowed. So it was like trying to find somebody to match them shoes was just hard. And I was like, 6'4", what a fucking waste. 9.5 shoe? Really? Damn. I know
that's
right.
Well, 9.5, she was not really that big for a 6 foot tall man.
No, 6'4".
Yeah, so that's not a big shoe size.
No, it's
that's
not.
A small foot for that size of a man.
Yes. And I was like, you know what? This is crazy. His name was Bernard. I'll never forget it. Can't remember his last name worth a shit now. Oh, you know what? Bernard Dugan.
Oh.
Yes. I wonder if I can find him on Facebook. I wonder if he's taking some sexual enhancements to make it bigger.
Well, Bernard Dugan, you've just been put on blast. We all now
okay.
know
you. Oh, damn, I did just do that. Okay, that was back in the 90s, y'all. That was back in the 90s. So, you know, shout out to people back then. God, I can't believe I just put that person on. I try not to put people on blast anymore. Damn. Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, if it's any constellation, the Super Bowl is Sunday. Ray Lewis is playing.
And their dicks are probably bigger than his.
Oh, God. You know what? I would like to actually go out on a date with a football player.
Really?
Yeah, I would actually like to go out on a date with a football player and just see what kind of, just see how his mindset is.
Cool.
You know? I don't know if I would want to give him any. You know, he might be aggressively, he might just be a little too aggressive. He might be having flashbacks on the field or something.
I like it like that. Be aggressive. Be aggressive.
No. No, not right now. Because, remember, it's been a while. It's been a while. So
it can flow into aggressiveness.
It can?
Yeah.
How?
You know, you start off nice and slow, and you end up like a pretzel.
Well, as long as it's been, they got to see if they can get in first.
You're going to be so ready to get it. That thing going to open wide open. It's going to open up.
You know what? I'm not fucking with y'all. But... it's not going to just be wide open like that. It's going to take weeks of tender love and care, gentleness.
Sensitivity.
Yeah.
Touch me, tease me.
Mm-hmm. Lots of licky-licky.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Before and after.
Yeah, you got to lick it before you stick it.
And
then
after to lick the wound.
Oh, God. Y'all are so nasty. Y'all are so fucking nasty. And I'm drinking, so y'all are just making it worse for me.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yes. Get the wheels running. Start.
I'm just going to say, you know, start doing your yoga poses now so that when he's ready to stretch that thing out, you're with it.
You know what? I'm just going to stay very pure. I'm not going to use any toys. It is what it is. You know what I mean? I'm just going to be like, take deep breaths, say a little prayer. That don't even sound right. I'm a pray before fornicating.
You better pray he don't tear that little kitty up. I will be praying, Lord, please let him make it good for tomorrow. Please let him be able to use this around too. Thank
you. But you know what? He is such a man. And what I mean by that, he is just like, he has dominant ways. Like, his pictures be like lions and panthers, beast of the wild. And I'm like, you're such a fucking beast. I was like, that's probably why you ain't gave me none. You don't want to scare me off. He's like, yeah, that's something I need to work on. Because, you know, for him, it's been since 2009. So that's kind of deep.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's like Tom X takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Chop takes a beating and keeps on crawling. Like,
2009, that's a lot of, that's a lot of stuff you gotta work with for you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, since 2009, nothing.
Just his hand.
Ugh.
Yeah. I would suggest that you just start popping some Advil, maybe a little bit beforehand. I don't know.
I think that might be an Advil. That might be a Percocet date or a Vicodin date.
And then make sure you bring the morning after pill, just in case.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff.
Girl, I am spayed, fixed, neutered, and I have Depo. If I was to get pregnant, it'd be because God is like, Pamela Loretta Troutman, you are about to conceive this man's child because I said so. Because I have an inch and a half missing out of each tube.
Well, you know what? Since 2009, that means he has been super sperm. So you...
Super sperm. Y'all are nasty. y'all are just nasty. And you know what? That would be crazy because that would not get no lip service right there. Or it wouldn't get no swallowing. It wouldn't get a completed finish.
That would be a lot to swallow.
That's an overdose. I would need to have my stomach pumped. Yeah.
Well, it'll probably come out the back of your throat.
Man, that should have come out my eyes.
There was a clip going around BBM where this girl sneezed and it came out her like nose and.
Oh.
Yeah. Funny stuff. So be careful.
Oof. I'm like, I'm patiently awaiting that because. That's some serious shit to wait for.
Chuck, you're going to be like, what's that movie? I don't remember which scary movie it was, but remember the one where they was like, fucking, yeah, and
that's the
cellar.
One.
And
great
she came
one.
And she shot through the roof. That's going to be you.
You know
oh,
what's
yeah.
Yeah, but y'all know what's funny? Is when he first told me that, I was like, yo, you remember that movie, Scary Movie? He's like, yeah. I was like, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I would love to be the fly on the wall for that, though.
No, you don't want to be a fly on the wall. You're going to get it, too. That thing is going to splatter, girl.
Jazzy crazy.
So, God. Y'all are driving me to drink. Oh, Big Crip is on the Big Crip is on the line. Hercules. Hi,
what's cracking, Charlotte? What it is?
With your 6'4" standing ass and your Jamaican, all I want to know is it straight or does it have a curve? Should I call you Dr. Hook?
What are you talking about?
Your dick.
Man, I don't talk about things on the radio. Yours.
He had to think about that. See, this is what happens when you call in with 2-3 women that just had some sexually explicit conversations.
Oh, no, no, no. I'm in a video shoot. I was going to say, let me call you quick fast. Yours.
Oh, my God. What you doing?
Huh?
Who are you shooting with?
Oh, Scotty, but he outside.
Oh.
I mean, I'm outside. He in the crib.
Oh. Now, don't forget, when I come up there, if you don't go to All-Star Weekend, y'all better have somebody so we can shoot a video.
Oh, okay. For sure. For sure.
So,
you know Big Crit must have some good dick because he got like 5 girlfriends.
No, 2. He got 2.
I only got 2. I got 2 girlfriends, y'all. What are you talking about? Is that getting me in trouble?
2 fiancés, right? 2 fiancés.
Yeah, 2 fiancés. You trying to get me in trouble, man. I only got 2 girlfriends.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You know what I'm
okay,
saying?
Yeah.
Don't try to get me in trouble, man.
I'm sorry. 2 fiancés. So, the dick
yeah.
got to be good because they totally willing to share. So, that's got to be some good swipe. Because they're like, no, it's okay. It's okay. You can have it sometimes. I just need it sometimes.
For sure. So, what it is, y'all?
Now, we chilling, waiting for my special guest to call. He late as hell. He going to fuck around there and try to call in, and the switchboard going to be closed. Because I have
for
work
real.
To go to. I got to go shake my ass.
Oh, I hear that. It hurts me.
I ain't going to dance, y'all, because somebody might try to put that shit on YouTube.
Hey, every publicity is good publicity. It hurts me.
Man, so, because I have on some super high heels, what if I fall? That's not a good look.
Man, who killed anybody think?
What?
Who killed anybody think? You shot mommy, you hurts me.
But still, my kids will be like, yo, mom, look at your ass. You fell. Pow.
We coming out here in like 2 weeks, right?
Yes, yes. I'm so excited.
Okay.
Yes, like I'm gonna come hang out with you. I'm gonna hang out with your brother, and we're gonna hang out with what is it? Shadow Loaf, right? That's the one that pays for Kiki. So
oh man.
I got a credit card machine too. Yes, I take debits and credit cards on my my iPhone. I got some PayPal Pay here.
I hear you.
What?
It was good.
Oh my gosh. I'm sitting over here getting a buzz. So when I go to the club, I don't need to drink because I have to drive home. So if I drink and I'm driving there, mingle and stuff like that, I'll be good. Because, you know, when you go to the club and men think they got a chance with you, the first thing they want to do is just keep you drinking. Because then you can't drive home. And then they be like, oh, I can take you home. But they want to take a pit stop. You might go to a crib.
Oh, you want to call tonight?
Yeah, it's my pre-birthday celebration.
Oh, yeah, see there, right?
No, that's on Sunday. But a promoter, he has a thing that he do on Friday nights that I be promoting for. And last year he gave me a birthday party, and he's giving me a birthday party this year. So he told me I could have the whole in-house. But I don't really think I do that. I don't want to give nobody no ideas.
Oh, so drink for me too, isn't it?
Oh, yes. I'll drink for you, and then I'll find somebody to smoke a blunt and take it to the head for. Because I can't.
No, I don't smoke. I just drink.
I don't smoke either, but I'm going to find somebody to puff and be like, yo, next time y'all take a pool, just think about me and my homie.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And I spoke to Trick people and everything
yeah.
like that. And they was like, that'd be good because, like I said, y'all all have something in common. And they were kind of excited and stuff like that. And they're a bunch of OGs. And they deal with the homies in Cali as well. So it's gonna be quite interesting. So I'm not sure if they're going to make it to CIAA or whatever. But I am going to plug you in with that connection so y'all can go ahead and make something happen, New York and Detroit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, hell yeah. Good looking, shawty. You heard me. You know you my shawty. You my shawty. That's not my shawty. You heard me.
Man, you know. Like, I'm like, yeah, not in a sexual way, but I'm your business shawty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what it is. You my business connect, shawty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I was
so how y'all week been?
Yeah, I was going to knock your little homie down, but I think he's scared I was going to knock some flames out.
I don't know what you're talking about, Carl. I don't know what you're talking about.
I ain't calling no names. Never call names. But that's a subliminal message.
Yeah, I know.
My co-host is probably over there rolling like, oh, my God. This is awesome.
What up, co-host? What up, Brooklyn? You're here, isn't
it? I'm definitely on the floor about this. This is crazy.
It's cracking, Brooklyn.
How you doing?
You probably saw me in the street walk past you, cuz. I was in your neighborhood today. You from East New York, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday.
Oh, really? What was you doing?
Chilling. No, chilling. No, I was doing something big. I was just chilling. Nah, one of my homies had got killed, so you know what I'm saying? I was chilling.
Oh, okay.
You said somebody got killed?
Yeah, one of my homies got killed like 3 days ago.
Do they know who did it?
I can't even hear you.
Do they know who did it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they was not giving that information.
You know, that'd be like the first thing I ask, because they always be like, different crime that the police wasn't even thinking about, and got to do, like, hell of years. So, you know, the dude eventually came home. He saw you, handled you, dropped you off at the hospital. Now you're locked up and you don't come home till, like, 2015.
Unbelievable.
So you should have just kept your mouth shut. You wouldn't have all these little holes in your body. And maybe you wouldn't be doing time.
You get a lot more respect for staying quiet.
Yeah, you do.
I used to have respect for New York. I thought New York was a tough city, but there are so many snitches out here. More some than not.
Man, New York, I mean, people want to do the crime, but they can't do the time. You know what I mean? And it's crazy. It's crazy as fuck because it's like, you know, why even do it? Like, whenever you do shit, there is a chance that, okay, yes, I'm going to get in trouble. But feeding my family, making sure a roof is over our head, is worth it. So if I go down, I'll be out and then I'll just still have my name. That's what happened with me when I got caught. I ain't snitch on anybody. My lawyer came to see me every 2 weeks doing my bid. He's like, yo, your name in the streets is so good. I didn't do it for the streets. I did it for me because I knew what the fuck I was doing when I decided to get into the drug game.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, it wasn't for no street credibility. I could give a fuck what the streets think about me. Like, for real. Because, I mean, shit, I fed people. Everybody ate. I never felt like I was better than anybody. I always was the type of person like, okay, let me take you out of your comfort zone and bring you into something else that's different and you can still make more money off of it. So I was like one of those always share the hustle. I wasn't like those crabs, you know, like when you feel somebody getting ahead of you, you pull them back down. I was never like that. I can't stand people like that. It's like more people got together and networked and built bridges. And started, like, once they build a bridge and start making a foundation going up, we wouldn't have a lot of the bullshit that we got going on now.
That's true, but, you know, people don't like to see each other shine or help each other out. One hand washes the other, both hands wash the face type stuff. Not a lot.
Of course.
It's very, very hard to find people who are selfless and willing to give and willing to receive.
And so, see, that's just like the, that's like the sad part. You got all these wannabe gangsters out here, and then everybody, like, you know, taking my time, doing this, doing that, and ain't doing shit.
You can't associate yourself with those type of people for too much long. It's contagious.
Mm-hmm. Because I'll be like, man, get your hot ass away from me. The fuck you think about? Fuck wrong with you? Fucking snitch. Like, no. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all how this is how bad it is. My brother got into some trouble. My brother's never gotten in trouble before. So some snitch, like, did some old fuck shit, right? Now, this is how fucked up the game is. The police called my phone and asked for the snitch.
What?
Yes. So, me being the type of person that I am, I went on Facebook. I got his picture. And y'all know I am a promoting ass bitch, right? So, I went online, got his prison record, attached it to the picture, and was like, snitch alert. And I had his picture going on Twitter for like 2-3 weeks, every 3 to 4 hours. Oh, shit. Like, JR, your sister crazy. She put that nigga on blast. He couldn't go to the barbershop. He ain't even been seen no more.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. And he's lucky I don't go to his job and have, like, just act the fuck up and just show my ass. I cannot stand snitches. You know what I'm saying? Like, my thing is, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, shut the fuck up. Because what you don't understand is you're putting yourself at risk and you're putting your family at risk. Because me, being the type of person that I am, and yes, I do know I'm on the radio, just to let y'all know I don't give a fuck. I ever come across somebody that snitches on me and it takes me away from my family, trust and believe you will be dealt with and people close to you. I ain't going to, like, do nothing drastic, but they going to feel your mistake.
Right.
Whether it be I have somebody fuck your mama and record it and put it on Pornhub. I mean,
that fucked up, Jack.
I'm just saying. And I'm just saying. And then have them skeet on her face.
Oh.
Yeah.
And look into the camera and go, that's your mama.
Yes. Like, bitch, what's your name? What's your government name? Then I take my dick and just beat it in the face when she told me the truth. But like, be like Kendrick Lamar, girl, you know you want this dick.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all just like, oh, my God. See, that's why I couldn't be a dude. Because I'd probably be in jail for pissing on people, just nutting on them. Just being ratchet. Because I'm a ratchet-ass female. Just imagine if I was a dude. What, bitch? Who are you talking? I will piss on you. What? I will literally piss on her.
I believe then it.
Be fucking a bitch and then be like, where you want this nut at? Oh, on my stomach. I'm like, oh, damn. I thought you said your face. My bad.
Yeah.
Or do it to her doggy style and stick it in her ass, stick it in her butt.
Oh, my goodness.
I'd be like, oh, my
no
bad.
Respect. No respect.
I thought that was the other hole. I thought that was the other spot.
Yeah, I'd be like, it went in easily. How was I supposed to know? Shit, ho.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying. That's what I would
do. If that goes in easy, she must really be a hoe, because that is not an easy yo. That is not, like, to slide your way in. Like, you really have to practice for that.
But, you know, some people do. Some people do. Like, at one time, I had a boyfriend, and once I started taking it like that, oh, my gosh, it was good. We was going strong for about a week and a half. But after
really?
Yes, and I came from it. But after we stopped and we tried it again, I'm like, yo, nigga, you must have forgot you had a big dick. We good. We recorded it. You can go back and watch the movie and be like, been there, done that, but we ain't doing it no more.
Oh, man.
I mean, I'm just going to tell the truth. I will only do that if the dude is real small. If his dick is small, oh, yeah, we most definitely can do that. I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with you doing it in my butt. Matter of fact, after I look at it and see how small, I'm going to ask you, like, oh, you ever did anal before? Oh, come here, boy. About to give you some brown love. Come here.
I am definitely scared of big dicks in my ass. I'm
scared of big dicks in my coochie. It ain't going to happen.
I know.
Right now. Especially right now.
Oh, my goodness.
But then again, I do have on this loose dress and some black and hot pink boy shorts, no bra, and the dress is loose. I can just slide it up. I don't got no stockings on. But I should have put on some fishnets, but no, that's all right.
Make sure the crotch is cut out the middle, just in case.
Chica be mad. Chica be like, bitch, you trying to freeze me. You trying to give me coochie pneumonia.
No, he's supposed to tell your little boo thing to keep her warm. Be like, baby, just breathe on her. She's a little bit cold.
Man.
Breathe on her a little bit.
You know how you can take a dude's hand and you don't mind, like, one finger or two fingers? Man, those fingers are so fucking thick. I'm just like, man, I don't even want no fingers. If I can't just go ahead and get punished with the real thing, I don't want no artificial ingredients.
But, you know, and that's sad. That is sad. Because so many people's sons is going to be in the club tonight, and they think they're going to have a chance.
Oh, well. Men always think they have a chance.
I know. I ain't been to a club since last year. Early last year. Like March.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. You know what? New Year's Eve, I did go to the club for 15 minutes. It was too white, and I left.
Right. Well, you're going to turn it up tonight.
Girl, I'm going to turn it up. Might get turned out.
Oh.
By the right person, of course. I'm going to be good because I think my kid's coming.
Okay. They might act a fool for you.
No, they're going to act a fool when somebody come up and be all up in my face. Like, nigga, what the fuck do you want? Get back. They like little pit bulls.
Well, you're overprotective. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
They love their mama.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. I'm just like, I'm a lovable person. And I try to be the best mother that I can. I'm about to be behind my son in his music career because I've been waiting for him to tell me that he was serious so I can go ahead and use my connections and, you know, get him some features and shit like that and be up on the stage. Because I think one time he was at an open mic and he was rapping my favorite song, so I'm recording. You can't even hear him. You hear me rapping the lyrics. So I was like, oh, shit. Let me not do that no more. So, people, if y'all are at a rap, if y'all are at open mics and I fuck with you and I know your song, you might not want me to record shit because they will hear me and not hear you. Because I have a big mouth and I be crunk and I'm just like the type of person that if I believe in you, then boom. And, yo, I got to say this to artists. Yo, artists, like, real talk. If we have one conversation, that does not mean we cool and y'all can hit me up like, yo, what's good? What's the word? Yo, when I'm getting on the air, bitch, bye. Let's pump the brakes. Let's pump the brakes. All we did was have a phone conversation, and I told you what you needed to do. Does not mean that I'm trying to fuck with you at all. So now I'm going to have to stop talking to artists.
I'm not talking to pretty much anybody.
and
I'm still traumatized.
You should not say nothing. I'm so glad that your friend did not call in.
Oh, please. I'm quite sure he's moved on to the next victim.
Thank God.
Amen.
Yeah, because shit would have been kind of ugly. Wait,
that's
what
fun, though.
A stalker. Somebody that called in. Then they went from, they couldn't harass me because I didn't give them the time of day and I told them about themselves. Then they went on to my co-host, and because she's a sweet and innocent girl and she's very nice, you know what I'm saying? She's not rude like me. He took it the wrong way, and he was a very opinionated motherfucker, meaning every time something happened, he could relate to it, or he always had, you know how like something happened and you always got one person to be like, oh shit, they got something to say, or everything done always happened to them and they think they know everything or whatever. One of those types.
Kind of like that guy that was on the radio that day when I got mad. Like that guy.
Oh, you know he died, right?
Like really? Like he's really dead?
Yeah. He like actually died a couple of days before New Year's Eve. His girlfriend found him dead in his apartment.
Oh wow! So I definitely didn't wish that on him.
I know that kind of shocked me. I was doing a radio. We was doing a radio show, and somebody texted me and told me that he had passed, and I was just like, "What? Are you serious? Like I just spoke to him a couple of days ago."
Yeah, that's bad. That's sad.
But no, he was not like Jack. He was like, girl, put it like this. When have you ever known me to snap on a caller or anybody?
Right, never, because you don't play that.
He made me snap on him, and I snapped on him so bad that I live in a two-story house, and my kids was downstairs playing Call of Duty and surround sound and stuff. They heard me going off downstairs.
And he couldn't sleep behind it. He hit me up early in the morning to talk about it. Trying to get answers out of me about why she acts the way she acts. I said, well, you should have, you know, spoke to her about that. But the thing that got me about him is that he wasn't honest about his shit. Like, he would send a video clip of himself and say it was his friend who was considering sleeping with a porn star, but the porn star, one of her requirements was for him to sleep with her. Was it her best friend who was gay?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, so when he sent me that clip, he was like, oh, you know, this is my friend. This is what he was telling me. What do you think about it? And we didn't give it no real attention, but he was, like, really gung-ho about him being on the show, putting a porn star on the show so she could explain herself. And I'm like, by any means necessary, you're really trying to get attention from you know, Chalk Mommy's radio show. And he went from him trying to be a porn star, from him trying to be a rapper, to him wanting to put porn chicks on blast. It was just too much. So when I found out that he sent another clip after that one, and that other clip was something about how would women feel if a man could suck his own dick. And I looked and I put two and two together. I was like, this is the same dude that said that was his friend. But he's over here making little spoof clips or doing whatever he's doing, asking these little blog questions, and then trying to get put on. So I'm like, sit your ass down now.
But you know what he fucked up at is in that clip when he was saying it was for his friend, and then he's like, man, I'm trying to figure a way to get around fucking her friend.
Right, again, which means you're a lying-ass fraud and you need to sit your ass down somewhere. But now you want to talk about it. And he was so excited to hear that maybe he might, you know, get to speak on the show. But being that you didn't give him that kind of airplay, he moved to the left.
We gave him some airplay. We put him
Not after the blow-up.
Yeah, but we put him on blast on BBM. We uploaded the video and we put it on Twitter and Facebook so people could see that he was contemplating fucking a nigga to fuck a porn star.
Yeah.
Nasty-ass nigga.
Because I know if I tell somebody that, they're going to punch me in my face or they're going to cuss me out and be like, bitch, have you lost your everlasting mind? They're not going to sit there and be like, I'm going to think of a way, I'm going to think of how to get around it.
Because I think she's a good girl. Nigga, what?
Good girls don't tell you to fuck dudes.
She don't even respect you. I don't even know if the shit is true the way he lies.
But, you know, that's a New York person for you. Not all New York people are like that, but, you know.
No, that's deep rooted genetic, like, you know, psychopath type stuff.
I wish I could talk to his wife or his ex wife.
To the one who didn't suck his dick, but he married her anyway.
Oh, he ended up marrying her?
That's what he said. My ex wife didn't suck a dick. That's what said it off to you.
That must have been a sad ass relationship.
But to hear him say it, it was like, you know, she did other things. I was like, no, when dudes were talking about how females are lazy in bed, first thing out your mouth was like, I was in a relationship with somebody that didn't suck dick. Most dudes that get on the show or they come out their mouth negatively about something a female didn't do in the bedroom, it bothered them. Because I'm not going to be like, oh, a dude didn't eat my pussy. And then I'm just going to be all happy about it. Not if that's my shit. I'm like, yo, okay, you know, I met this dude. I like him, but he doesn't perform oral sex, but he does other things that I like. You know what I'm saying? I had to bring out some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Lord have mercy on his soul.
Yeah. So, but he always had something to say. He always had an opinion. And then his opinion would go from West Bubble Fuck to East Bubble Fuck, up North Ass Down South Killer. And we would be just like, what the hell are you talking about? What are you talking about? That has nothing to do with...
The real attention seeker.
Yes. Nothing to do with what was being asked.
Y'all know what Rikers told me? Rikers told me that I just needed to bring him out of the closet. He needed help. Now I was like, well, if that's the case, all right, I can bring the toy out and help him.
No, there's no, you know, some people cannot be helped unless, you know, you've went to college for that and graduated magna cum laude, because it doesn't make sense. The way he thinks, you know, it's beyond me. He sent me music to my phone for somebody that I know from Capitol Records to listen to, and the song was basically him saying the New York City penal code for smoking weed, and that if you don't want to get caught or you don't want to ride the police, you shouldn't smoke weed. So, you know, we all laughed at it, and the shit was trash, and my friend was like, listen, I'm not trying to hear shit else from this dude. So I said, listen, this is not going to be played on no Chocolate City radio. We will not be laughed at unless we're having joke of the day. We're not going to be doing that. We're not listening to this. My people don't like it. So he says in return, well, what is it that they like? What can I do to make them like me? So that, in return, made me say, that lets me know that you're not a real artist. You're not true to you. If you need to, you know, bojangle around the industry just to get somebody to like you, then you're not going to survive. You need to find somebody that believes in your work and knows how to shop your work. Now I'm supportive of his music because I said that.
Well,
that's how he feels. I'm supportive of his music.
I would be leery of people like that. People like that make me nervous, only because if you're dealing with an asshole, you know that person is an asshole, so you know exactly what to expect. If you're dealing with somebody that is a sucker, you know that they're a sucker, so you know exactly what to expect. But when you deal with someone who's, like, emotionally unstable, that tends to make me nervous because you never really quite know what you're going to get. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That makes me nervous. Like, that's not okay. I'd like
right.
to know one way or the other what your personality type is like. Because those are the type of people that try to fuck you. Like, they'll come off normal and then kill you in your bathtub type people. Like, that's crazy.
He hasn't perfected that yet. He hasn't perfected that coming off as normal thing yet, because he's really extra, really fast, and he's just like all over the place. You know, I'm over here promoting Girl Scout cookies. My daughter's a Girl Scout, so I'm on BBM. Listen, everybody in New York, we're selling Girl Scout cookies. Oh, I would love to see you in a Girl Scout uniform. So then he comes on the show talking about, where's Girl Scout? The hell.
I just think that he just seen your picture and he was fantasizing about them nice percolating titties, and he heard me talk about them, and he just wanted a piece of the action.
Yeah, but you know he wanted you first.
More about
because when I first came on as a co-host, he was going hard. Can't wait to see you, Chuck.
After sending me pornographic pictures, thinking that I'm gonna do something with you, and then saying that, oh no, I'm an artist, never getting your music. First impressions are lasting, so all I have is these pictures of you and your dick that wasn't impressive.
Oh.
at all. At all. So I'm just like,
Just have a situation for everything, something to say about everything. And, you know, I may be nice, but I'm definitely not a liar and I don't sugarcoat stuff. He was informed that he rubs people, including mainly me, the wrong way, that he is aggravating and that he is annoying. And all he could ask was, how can I change that? And I wanted to say, kill yourself, but if he actually did, it would have probably been my fault, right?
No, it just would have been the chemical imbalance that he has that should have been diagnosed a while ago, and he should have been put on medication. Or it could have been that he was just miserable that, you know, he was putting on the front, trying to fuck bitches when he really want to fuck dudes.
Yes. Like, what man asks, how would we feel if a man could suck his own dick? Like, how would you feel? Like, this is the question. Like, why do you care if a man can suck his own dick? Like, what man comes out and says that about another man?
Yo, dude, if you can suck your own dick, you don't need me or any other female, so miss us with that bullshit.
I mean, if a man can suck his own dick, I would watch with some popcorn, maybe some nachos, Moscato.
You are crazy. H to the double, nah, cheese.
I would, because, you know, everybody needs a little entertainment. Actually, there was I went to a strip show many years ago, and the guy did that. He was from New Jersey. And he did that, and the crowd went wild.
I'm sorry. Now, if he could suck his own dick,
I would gag,
location,
like,
and how long it is, and if it was thick. Because, you know, some dudes got a dick that you'd be like, oh, because I could send y'all a video of this guy that's 14 inches, and he's using both hands to jack off. I'm like, ooh. But if if I was to come across him and he dropped his drawers, that is some dick that I would literally run from. Like, literally run. Like, run the hell out of his crib. The hotel room, or I would run out my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent that to a couple of my friends that are really into that, and they mouth watered. And they was like, oh, my God, I had to look at that over and over. And when he nutted, I'm like, damn, that was like somebody milking a cow.
Oh, man.
And he has kids, so his baby mama is nice with it.
Well, he was very nice to her.
No. She was nice, because if she took that and had kids, Matter of fact, I'm going to send you the video tomorrow, and you'll be like, oh, my gosh. You thought what you sent me last week was something? You would just be like, oh, my God. No. I wouldn't care if this motherfucker had all the money in the world. No, because he would have to spend half of that to have your shit reconstructed.
Oh, my goodness. You know, some things are just made to be put on the shelf. Admired from afar.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, but, you know, fuck that.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Where's our special guest?
You know what? He's about to be short, because I'm about to end the show, so I can go to the club and come home. Because I told him, he was like 10 o'clock. We had girl talk. We did good. I have to tell y'all what happened on the show tomorrow. Sunday, I'm not going to do the show at 9:30 to 11:30 because that's Super Bowl and then that's my birthday. So we're going to do an afternoon version of the show. We're going to do my birthday show probably like in the afternoon, like maybe 2:30 to 4:30 if y'all are up and not hungover or nothing. Gosh, am I referring to myself?
Yeah,
that's
at least you talk to the woman in the mirror, girl.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking about.
That sounds good. You know, people could place their bets.
Yeah, damn, my switchboard is, my computer is acting crazy. I got to wait for it to stop timing out so I can bring Tone in before I get the hell up out of here. Damn it.
Oh,
I'm trying to bring him in. Big Tone, what's up? Well, damn. Oh, man. This is, okay, hold on. Why won't it let me bring him on? Let me find out my switchboard is allergic to bullshit today. What's going on?
I'm telling you, you need to be on your way to your party.
Yeah, because it's not let. Hold on. Damn. Okay, well, we have a call from a 585. The last four is 7698.
Hmm.
Damn. You know what? Ain't nobody. They not getting in. It's not. Every time I hit it, it just keeps timing out. So I think that might be my cue. I tried to bring y'all in, and it's not working. But I have to go to the club because I need to go to my birthday party. So right. I couldn't cancel the show. But hello?
I can hear you.
Well, damn. I don't know. Oh, but, yeah, I couldn't cancel the show because I have been promoting it for, like, the longest. But I can't cut this motherfucker short, so I can get there and then come home because it's cold and I'm going to have to pop some pain pills tonight because when it's cold, my arm hurts like a motherfucker.
Mm, I'll be up.
Oh, you know what? I will hit you when I get home.
Absolutely. Don't
and
forget.
And I will be posting pictures up on Instagram and then tomorrow I will post them in our group.
Yes, because I have to see.
And then they'll be on Twitter, everybody, and then they'll be on Facebook. So, you know, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. Damn, I'm buzzing. Yeah, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow to find out what happened tonight at the club. It's going to be quite interesting.
Yes.
So,
have a good night. Enjoy your birthday party.
I am. I'm excited. I get to go downstairs and take
happy
a picture.
Happy birthday. Wow.
It's not till Sunday, but thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We celebrate all month long.
Oh, yes. 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 And then I think on Sunday or even tomorrow, I might actually webcam the show on Stickcam. See if I can't come across a few more donators.
That was awesome.
So, you guys, I love you. I'll be back tomorrow. Sorry I got to cut it short, but I got shit to do. People to see, people sons to play with. You know how I go. Jazzy, thank you for calling in. Ashton, thank you. You are the fucking best. I love you guys, and we're about to be out.
Love you, too. Good night, everybody.